Janelle here in studio with David Miller, owner of Miller Music and Media LLC. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited for you to be in the studio today because you have a beautiful project that you just launched, a company, all kinds of good things going on, and I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm really excited about it. Miller Music and Media is something I've been building for probably the last 7 or 8 years. With my past in radio and in entertainment, I have lots of skills that, you know, may not make me a lot of money in one avenue, but if I combine them all together, I have a lot of services I can provide. So I decided to look into that and see what I could do with it. And I've gradually built up, I've done some voice work, post radio, some audiobook work, some marketing stuff. And so I thought, well, let's put all that together with my music and the knowledge I have of music. And it really started with a podcast idea. And I tried a couple different podcasts that I didn't really execute. I never actually launched them. They were kind of tests. Friday, I dropped the fifth episode of a podcast called Rockopedia with David Miller. And it's a music-based podcast, and it's growing pretty steadily. And it's the first production under the Miller Music and Media banner. And then we're also working on some local events. I'm looking at maybe doing some representation for other artists and bands, some management type stuff. I can do podcasts for other people. I can do voiceovers. I can do marketing, both visual and audio, music beds. You know, so there's so many services that I'm trying to provide under this umbrella. So it's really a full production studio, and any business I think I have services I could provide for.
And I think that that is a wonderful direction for you to go at where you are in your life, because you can provide a lot of the tools that musicians here in Central Oregon don't know how to execute. They're musicians. They're incredibly talented. But business, recording, management, money, you know, taking care of all of that is not meant to be done by one person, the musician. They should just be able to focus on their art, their craft, and their performing. So you providing this service for all of us here in Central Oregon is going to be wonderful. As you were making the list, I'm already checking off in my head like what you could help with me as well. So I hope that our listeners grasp that huge opportunity that you're presenting here in Central Oregon, and I'm sure beyond, right?
Yeah. I want it to grow as much as it can. And with podcasts and things like that, it really doesn't have any limits of borders or anything like that. I've got 40 plus years in entertainment. I started playing in bands when I was about 14 years old in bars, making money. And I've just, from that, I've been a stage director. I've been road crew. I've been a concert promoter. I spent, 15 years in radio. I've done just a little bit of everything in entertainment. And those skills have provided for me my entire life. And if I can shortcut some of those things, learn from my mistakes is what I say, you know, if I can shortcut things for other people so that they don't have to go through the same things I had to or climb the same mountains that some of us have had to climb, I think the only benefit of knowledge is sharing it. If you don't share it, it doesn't benefit as much. So,
and you can move up your goal ladder a lot faster when you have a support group of fellow friends that help you along the way. So like what you're doing, you found some of the don't do's and the do's, and you want to help other musicians avoid those train wrecks or those I'm stumped or roadblocks. Because when you find out how to get around those, you want to share with others.
Well, in the last decade, how people consume information and entertainment has changed so much that it's hard for an artist to keep up on all that while they're creating their art, you know. So someone like myself that has done that and executed a lot of that and is deep into what's current, being able to apply that and apply those skills and that knowledge to someone else's career or someone else's next project or some whatever it is, that energizes me because I love that kind of creation. And it makes me feel like, you know, the experiences I have value, and those values I want to pass on.
That's wonderful. And I know personally from being also an entertainer here about as many years as you.
Definitely.
It is wonderful to see that you've taken all your experiences and put it all together and are ready to share all of that. And that full circle type thing is beautiful to witness and watch. And I've seen you on many different hats that you've worn be incredible. So thank you so much for opening this up for everyone in Central Oregon. How can anybody who's interested in contact you find you? Please just, you know, let us know about all the ways that we can get in touch with you.
Well, first, I'd encourage you to check out our project. The one that's available to the public now is called Rockopedia with David Miller. It's available on YouTube. Pretty easy if you just search it. There's not a lot of Rockopedias out there. And you can get in touch with me directly through email, dmillerguitar@gmail.com. You can find Miller Music and Media through Facebook right now. We're working on a website and have that up pretty soon. And of course, my personal Facebook, a lot of the folks that I'm talking to out there are already connected to me on that. So letting them know that we are providing these services now is super important to me. And I thank you so much for the time to do that.
Yeah, you definitely have some strong rooted history, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do in the future. Thank you so much again for coming into the studio today, David Miller.
Thank you, Janelle. Thanks.